confuse you with facts, unverified reports, fake images all in the same article. It's just like, why? Why are they doing this? It's, I guess, just to get clicks for the Daily Mail, but why is it being released in the first place? But so there's this guy who's taking lots of pictures of UFOs, and the government finds out about it because, hey, guess what? They're not UFOs. They're military aircraft. He lives near a testing zone in Nevada, and he is accidentally stumbled upon, you know, like the B-2 bomber, the stealth fighter, before it was released. So what does the government do? The government goes to them, goes to this guy, probably in trench coats, probably with, you know, the fedoras on, probably with sunglasses, and they pull him to the side and they say, sir, you've stumbled on something huge. You're right. These are alien spacecraft. You figured it out. And the U.S. government, we are confused and terrified about what's going on. And we need you to keep taking pictures of these photographs. You can't tell anybody what you're doing. You cannot tell people that you're working for us to find extraterrestrial life. But that's exactly what's happening here. And you are going to keep taking photos of these things and sending them to us. You're going to be our eyes on the ground for these alien spacecraft that you've discovered here in Nevada, just outside of the secret military base. You figured it out. So, like, that's the way the government uses aliens, is when a random citizen accidentally stumbles upon your super secret stealth bomber development, you tell him, oh, right, these are alien spacecraft, and we need you to stay silent about it, not to freak out the world, but we're going to give you access to secret information about the alien spacecraft so you can help us fight them. So just as you approach this, just understand that throughout history, this is the way that UFOs and aliens have been used by the U.S. government to distract from the reality of secret technology, secret, you know, developing weapon systems. They claim that they're aliens to trick people. So, you know, are we seeing a similar thing happen here? I would not be surprised. Tennessee Representative Tim Burchett, who has long been advocating disclosure, said on X, remember, the feds told us these files didn't exist and Donald Trump stood up to the deep state. But again, it's like, what are we supposed to believe here? What are we supposed to believe? Because if the idea is that aliens have just periodically been appearing to human beings for the last 80 years, but we have never had contact, we've never discussed anything with them, we've never obtained anything that it could be presented as absolute, verifiable, and undeniable proof, because that's nothing so far has been any of that, then I just don't believe you. Because it seems to me like either they genuinely have no idea what any of this is, and it's like we all expect the government, they've got the real story, they know the truth behind this, and they're just not telling us. Maybe they just don't know. Maybe they just genuinely don't know. They got nothing to give us, and they like the idea that we all think that they know. You know, gives them a bit of gravitas, a bit of an aura, if they're like, I can't tell you about the UFO disclosure, but it's huge. Like, yeah, okay, sure. Sure, buddy. Maybe they just don't know. Maybe they just have no idea. They're as lost as we are. They're just like, ah, it's blinking lights in the sky. We don't know. Because the only thing that makes sense to me is either that's the case or the deep state is aliens. Like, it can be one of, it's got to be one of those two things. It's got to be one of those two things. So I'm imagining, yeah, maybe I'm just like too anthropomorphic with it. Like, I'm too human centric about it. What the hell is this? Contact or something? You know, another thing people have, but you know, I'm just imagining, like, all right, we've had kind of similar stuff to this in amongst humans, right? You'll have an uncontacted tribe that's never developed stone tools, but gets, you know, visited by a Cessna and they make the cargo cults, right? They like think of the people in the airplanes like aliens, like technology they can't understand. They come from places they don't know exist. And this would be like if, you know, in the colonial era, the high technology of Europe was just used to like kind of visit uncontacted tribes and kind of let them see us, but then like run away. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You either go in and conquer it or you just ignore it. Like what would be the motivation of the aliens? What are they doing? It's just, this is all so stupid. I don't know. This is all so stupid to me. But you know, another interesting thing that you'll find if you actually go out and look for it is that a lot of people who have studied UFOs have done so on a scientific basis. They want to approach it as a scientist and say, look, I'm not just going to discredit this or disbelieve this just because it doesn't correspond with my pre-established understanding of the world. I'm going to study it scientifically. And so they'll go and they'll interview people who claim to have been taken up by the aliens or visited by aliens. And at a certain point in the questioning, there is almost always a moment, or like many, many times, there will be a moment where the person says, yeah, I was in this spaceship. They were probing me. They were these tall, gray looking things. And I called out and I said, help me, Jesus. And then I woke up in my bed. And that happens like over and over. Now, if you're a atheist scientist trying to find out about extraterrestrial life, that's the type of thing you're going to want to leave out of your report. Because in your eyes, it discredits the whole report. In your eyes, the moment somebody brings up a supernatural Christian, invocation of Jesus Christ, so I'm the aliens, if you're an atheist scientist, you're sitting there going, this is all a hallucination. It's all an illusion. This person didn't actually. And so to save the work that you did, you're going to go, well, I don't think that's actually that important to include in my report. I think I'll leave that to the side. And you'll find this. If you go research, people who investigate UFOs would often leave out that type of stuff. Some would include it. And what you find is that like a lot of these events end when somebody calls out the name Jesus Christ, which would hint that this is a spiritual or, the beings are demonic in nature, not aliens. And yet that's covered up, not even necessarily out of maliciousness, just because it doesn't correspond with the presumptions of the people doing the investigation or the research. So that's another interesting, it's like, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you probably should have spent at least some time investigating UFOs. I've spent plenty of times investigating UFOs. My conclusion is that we're not being visited by space aliens, that they are demonic entities of one sort or another. They do not abide by or obey the laws of physics as we know them, because they aren't a part of our world. They'll visit it. But yeah, they're interdimensional, if that's what you want to picture it. But it's hard to get that across to somebody who, that in and of itself. But if that was the case, why would they go around telling Christians this is going to challenge your worldview? That would actually confirm absolutely what we believe. But Burchett says the first drop will be big, but in comparison to what's coming, there will be a drop in the bucket. I would say the holy crap is still coming. The newly released memo is an internal FBI document dated October 19th, 1966 from the Bureau's San Fran office to FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover under the subject line Unidentified Flying Objects. It references earlier FBI bulletins on flying discs that was created to circulate in an article titled Armed Forces Focus on UFO, published in the San Francisco Examiner and Chronicle. So again, I just don't know what to make of it, because this isn't disclosure. It's just official acknowledgement of stories and claims and videos and photos that have been out forever. I guess there's some new videos and photos, but they're just as vague and ambiguous as anything else that's ever come out about it. So, we'll keep an eye on it. Maybe the next tranche will be the bombshell, but this is what I mean. Why would you release it like this? You're going to release a bunch of nothing burgers, and then the next one will be the real one. I guess if you're trying to like ease people into it, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, and I just am not buying it. So I'm sure they have, mysterious events that they can't exactly explain. But great. We all do. It's like, okay. Yeah, these are all the some of the images that came across. So we'll actually move on from this. I will take your calls on it later. And I'll probably play a video sort of giving you another overview at the top of the next hour. But I got to remind you, folks, you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not kidding when I said that when we left the old studio, I just stopped taking the supplements for a couple days and I felt so much worse. I literally thought I was getting sick. I was like, I'm coming down with something. It's not good. I'm tired all the time. I feel fluish. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, I'm just not taking the supplements I used to take. I start taking them again. I feel amazing. I feel absolutely amazing. Yesterday, I felt like crap the whole day. I felt so bad. And I got in and like, how does that make sense? I come in, I do a 3-hour show talking the entire time and I feel more energized by the end of it. It doesn't make any sense except that I was taking the CMOS gummies. I was taking the supplements. I'm taking the power plant. It's like this stuff works. You actually feel it. And when you don't have it, you miss it. So find out what you're missing right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I say try the ultimate CMOS capsules or gummies, whatever you take. The stuff is just incredibly powerful. You will feel it. And right now we have incredible bundle offers that I'll tell you about a little bit later. But go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Keep us on the air. Have fun and enjoy, folks.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship. And I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the info war is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down,